And the pasuk by Bnei God Bnei Ruven Umichne Rav Ayel Bnei Ruven Bnei God Medrash Rava says like this Halacha. It's interesting. I don't know what the halacha here is. Halacha Shalosh Matana Is Nivra Uba Olam. Three matanas were created. Zocha Ba'achas Mehen. If you search in one of them, you etzim get them all. Not al chemdas kola oilam. It gives you the possibility to be zeich in all of them. How? Zocha b'chochma, zocha b'koil. Zocha b'gvura, zocha b'koil. Zocha b'oysher, zocha b'koil. The three matanas yardu la oilam. Chochma, gvura, and oysher. Chochma, you zeich in one, zocha b'chochma, zocha b'koil. Zocha b'gvura, zocha b'koil. Zocha b'oysher, zocha b'koil. Ey, Mosai. It's not that easy. Right, the Medrash qualifies it. Amosai, bizman shehein matonei shomayim, only when they are matnois shomayim uba'ois b'koyach ha'toyra, and they come b'koyach ha'toyra. Avol givu rasei va'ashroi shel baser v'dom, einay klum. Givu rasei va'ashroi shel baser v'dom, einay klum. V'chein yirmiya aimer, v'chein yirmiya aimer koyamar Hashem al yisal el chacham b'chachmosai v'al yisal gibor b'givu rasei. And these matanais, bizman, if they come min hakodesh, it's good. Abul bizman she'enan bayim min hakodesh baruch hu, seifan li pasuk mimenu. They're only temporary, and you're going to lose them. Shonu rabbi seinu, Chazal learned, shnei chachamim amdu ba'olam, v'chein shnei ashirim amdu ba'olam, echad miYisrael ve'echad miumas ha'olam. Two ashirim, one miumas ha'olam and one from Yisrael. Kairach miYisrael v'haman miumas ha'olam. It's a tushdal here between Kairach and Haman. We'll have to see. Shneihem nevdu min ha'olam, and they were both nevdu min ha'olam. Why? Shaloi hoya matanton min hakadosh baruch hu. Ela chatofin oisei lohem. They stam grabbed it. What's the tushdal here, which is interesting? There's a tushdal to Bnei God Bnei Ruvain, a mashu in that sense also. And what caused that to happen to them? They separated themselves from going into Kedushas Eretz Yisrael with the rest of Klal Yisrael because of their monetary possessions. So you see from the Medrash, there's a kesher between Haman and Kerach that we'll have to discuss. But the first thing that needs a taich from the Medrash is, what does it mean? He says there are three matanas. There's Chachma, there's Gvur, and there's Aisha. Zocha in one of them, Zocha Bakoil. Okay. Each one, Kanira, there are three roads that lead to thing, and you can get there in three ways. Amosai, bizman that they're from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But if they're from Basar V'dom, Aval Gvurasa V'Ashrei Shel Basar V'dom, ain't a clue. What does that mean? And who gave the Basar V'dom that? Lemaisa. That's also from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What does it mean? Everything is a matnas Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that the Freya Apikairis has money. He has it because he Lemaisa, he Taka earned it. He Magiel Omasha, it's also because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave it to him. So what does it mean here? What does it mean? That's one thing. What does that mean? And the second difference, he says, between the two, and this difference, whatever it is, affects two things, right? Number one, the Zocha Bakel, that it's not Shaykh HaMusag of Zocha Bakel, unless it's from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and also Seifel, it's very temporary. It's temporary. So the Taichi Avada, that it cannot mean, no way. I'll show you soon, I found afterwards, a couple years afterwards, that's Husherim, Furish. It doesn't mean that there's any way to get something other than the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's clear. Question is, when everything you get is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, right? The question is, but how does the person perceive it? You could get something one way. When the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is, you perceive it as it's a matana from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, meaning I'm not deserving of this matana. It's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Memela, that means, right? If the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave it to me, I don't deserve it. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave it to me for a reason, right? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam isn't a baser v'dam who acts unreasonably and without thinking. Right, and without machshava, everything is mechuvan. If the Eibishter gave it to me, the Eibishter gave it to me for a reason. That's what's referred to as if it's oishrei, if it's shehein matnei shemayim. It's not what it is kapishmayim. It's how is it perceived. If you perceive it as being a matna shamayim, that's what matna shamayim means. Everything's ultimately from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But how do you perceive it? If you perceive it as your own, that there's some reason that you take it, it's mine, right? There's a me and it's mine. It's not, nothing is mine and it's all the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's me and it's mine. Me and mine, that's called chatofimein. That's called you're taking something that's from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and earmarked for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to be used for whatever, and you're taking it and grabbing it away, kilu, and making it yours. That's called Oshrei Shel Basar V'Dam. That's called Oshrei Shel Basar V'Dam. And there are two effects from it. If the guy accepts something from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that you get something, the guy gives you wealth, gives you gvura, gives you chachma, you realize it's all from the Eibishter. There's no reason I should have this more than the next guy. Right. The Eibishter gave it to me. If the Eibishter gave it to me, that means the Eibishter doesn't do anything for nothing. So there's a tachlis in it. So I have to fulfill something to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So what did this Eishah / Chachma / Gvura do for you? It forges a kesher between you and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Right? You're not kosher to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam made a deal with you. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam commissioned you to do something. He gave you this money. He commissioned you to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim with this money. He gave you the Gvura. He commissioned you to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim with the Gvura. Same Kanal Chochma. If that's the truth, so what does that do? You become Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If you become Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you become Dovuk in Taiv, Zocha Be'echa, Zocha Bakayl. All of them lead to being Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Once you're Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you're Zecha to everything. Just a question of what road you take to get there. But if you have something which causes you to realize it's from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and you be Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Zecha Shel Dovuk, Zocha Be'echa, Zocha Bakayl. And ad kama that the other nafkamina, ad kama that you dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, right? A kesher to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the only thing that's real in this world, right? So then that's nitzchi. That's a kesher that you have. No one can take that away from you, right? Acher me'ev esrim, no one can take that away either. It's nitzchi. There's no sefer. You're not going to lose any of this. That's something that's nitzchi. That's all if it's you realize it as it's a matanah min hashamayim. If it's matnas basar v'dam, that means once you say, yeah, magiyali, it's a kumtner, I should have it, and I should that. So then you're living in a physical world. You're not being dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You're losing this. You're using what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam give you to separate yourself, to say, this is mine. So there's a me, and at kama that there's a me, so it's me and not him. Me and not anybody else. Me and not Klal Yisrael. Me and not the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's a me. So then, if you got Eisher, so you got Eisher. The whole Zocha Be'echad, Zocha Bakayl, you're Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Kula type, so you get everything. Over here, Fakert, you're not using what you got to make a closer Kesher to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you're using what you got to distance yourself from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so then, of course, you're not going to have a Zocha Be'echad, Zocha Bakayl. That's number one. Number two, you're separating yourself from Ruchnius into Gashmius and saying that this is the Ikra, this is mine. Gashmius is very temporary. Gashmius is very temporary. Seifa, you're going to be ma'abed. Seifa, be ma'abed. It doesn't mean anything. That's the two differences. That's l'chayra the taich in this chazal. Without getting yet to where Haman and where they the mishalom came in. So, like I said, I saw just recently that kimat word for word a chedush arim, but he adds a very tifa taich here that I hadn't thought of. He says like this: Yeshem Masig Adam Echad Megimel Matanas Hanal. Avad it starts out Machmas Metzias Achein or Shiflusa or Matnas Chinam. But this type of person that he's describing over here, VaAdam Zeh Kasher Yasik Chachmu Gvura Yasher Chotaf Oisen Matanas, he grabs them for himself. Keilu Hayu Sheloi, Keilu Hayu Sheloi. Right. And he's saying, what do you call it? He's saying that it's kilu. He has mitzad etzem. It's mine. That's what it means that they grab it. And that will destroy it and him. If he retains that thing that and realizes taka that the Eibishter gave it to him, v'yodeya shehein rak matnas chinam mishamayim ubaos mikayach hatayra, as we see from Chazal, say kol anena min oilam hazeh beloy bracha kilu nena mikotshe shamayim. Why? Because everything in this world is batsim to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's kotshe shamayim. If it's kotshe shamayim, if you take it for your own personal thing, that's meila, right? What's matir? Beloy bracha. So now he says a gevaldik shtickel. So birchas anen, and right here anena from the food. What's the touch? Because at kama that you mekadesh em shemayim, you make the bracha and you indicate before eating it that it's from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So that memeila makes the eating is the kvod of the Rabbeinu Shalom, because what you how you touched it up with a bracha. So then, even though it is a physical hanah, you can take hanah from it, because that itself is the kvod shemayim, because it was a chetimtza for you to make a bracha on this food. That's all of those things. Zok the chdusherim gevaldik that there's a bracha. There's no bracha on kayach gvura noisha, right? So that's all. Anenem oil mazeh. That's hagdish l'shamayim. What's your heter to use it for anything other than kvod shemayim? Teretz says there is none. There's no matir to use it for anything other than kvod shemayim. You have to always live with the hakara. The oisha you have is for kvod shemayim. The gvura that you have is for kvod shemayim. The chachmah that you have is kvod shemayim. So the one who lives with that the chachmah and the gvura and the oisha is for kvod shemayim, that's zeichel akoyel. That's what the Medrash is talking about. The other one is avada. The initial starting is for some reason it was given to him, right? But if once you get it, you say, aha, I got it, and it goes to your head, and it becomes a you, and your chotaf la'atzmei as an end in itself, your chaytef, that's stealing what's ba'atzim the Rabbeinu Shalom's. No, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom. You're taking it's chotaf la'atzmei, literally, it's gzeila. You're chetz me'ila. You're chotaf la'atzmei, what the Ebershter says. Then there's certainly no zacha ba'kayel, and the sefer that you're going to lose it, and you might lose yourself too. That's Meir de Kechdushari. Now, to get to the Haman and Levi and Kairach, and we'll talk about Shevet Levi. There's a very interesting Rabbeinu Bechaya in Perek Aleph in Sefer Bamidbar, when he talks about the Levim, the Machn Levim, the Avodas Levim. So he says, okay, we'll try and understand it on a simple level without the Eimek of the Inyanim that are not, we have no Shaykhs to. Kvar Hoida Aticha, I already explained to you, this is a Klal Rabbeinu Bechaya. Ki bechol mokem shetimtza Hashem roshum lemafreya behepech oisi yosov meira al midas hadin. If you have, let's say, the seifa oisi is of four words, yud in one, hey, and then vov, and then a hey, so that's midas harach. If you have in the four words seif letter of word number one, hey, and then vov, and then hey, and then yud, that's backwards, that's midas hadin. That's what he says. How that is, why that is, not our geshäft. Kvar hoy da'aticha, ki b'chol mokoy, shetimtza Hashem roshum l'mafreya behepech ha'isi yosef, meira al midas hadin. Where do you see it? Ki chein hizkiro, here, ha'homon ha'rosha. It said, what did Haman say when he came home and he saw Mardchei is not mishtachve? V'chol ze einenu shoyve li. Right? Ze, hey, einenu vav, shoyve, hey, li, yud. And then that was him saying what he held. So there's some homin dikah midas adin, and fakert he got the midikah negin midah. It was nishapich his midas adin was nishapich on him. Vehinei bekan beinyan avodas halavim, and he says over here also by avodas halavim. That's where what he's going on. Hizkir atchila akosu baze Hashem anelam. And then it says Hashem Mefurah Shnei Pa'amim L'Mafreya. Twice you have there in the Avedas Halavim that starts with Halavim. I mean, in the beginning, there it's in the beginning of the words. The way they call it, twice you have this backwards thing. That means the Levim have a Shaychas to Midas Adin. Levim Hizkir Pa'amim L'Hayres Al Midas Adin Shei Metucha. First of all, there's Midas Adin and the Zar HaKarev L'Avedas Halavim. Right to the Zaru's Karev Lavaida Salvim. Kinyan Shirub Aza in Novi. Okay, yeah. Shikosub by Vayichar Af Hashem. Okay, fine. And then he said, each time it starts with Levim. Mimashi Yodato ki Midosai Shalevi Midas Adinhu. Midas Levi is Midas Adin. So now you see, Chamidas Levi is Midas Adin, and now you know already Kairach is Meshavet Levi, so we're going to get to that. Right? And Haman is Midas Adin. Here's Haman and Shevet Levi meet again. Right? They met in the Medrash, Haman and Kairach. Here you have Haman and Shevet Levi. The taich of it is as follows. That means there's a certain dimion between Shevet Levi is, everybody knows the Rambam, Veloishas, Soshmita V'yoivo, Veloish Shevet Levi, Bilvad, the Kanoim Levi. You can't not know that Rambam, Yayiv. Right, so you know that. So that's the Shevet Levi, and Haman is Haman Amalek, right? And yet there's a certain commonality between the two. There's a common thread of Midas Adin There's a common thread of Midas Adin that goes through both of them. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. The Taitch is like this. Sfarim say, when it says the Eberster created a mensch, it says Vayitzer es Adam. There's two yuds in Vayitzer. There's two yuds. The two yuds are only a creed. It's pronounced the same. You don't hear, you never, there's no mashmos to the second yud, right? There's two yuds. The Veld, the Sfarim Taitch, Sifrei Machshava, Taitch, Kadmoinim, that there were be'etzim two yitziras b'kayach. There's a yitzira of a person is a herkav of Gashmias and Ruchnias. There's a yitzira of a Gashmiasdik person for whom the Ruchnias is subservient to the Gashmias, and there's a yitzira of a Ruchnias-dik Bria for which the Gashmias is subservient to the Ruchnias. There's a kayach, b'kayach, there's both. Why do we only hear one when you say it? Because you can only be one of the two. You can't be, you're either or. Either you're that person who is the physical Bria, and the Ruchnias is just a vehicle to your taivas, or you're a Ruchnias dekabriya, and the Gashmias is a vehicle. And the Gashmias is a vehicle to your kiyumim of Ruchnias. Now, what does din mean? Din means this is the way, unyielding. This is the way it has to be, right? This is the way it has to be. There's no Rachmanas. There's no bending the law, right? There's no bending anything. This is what it is. Now, the same shayrish is kina and kanoyas, right? Kanoyas and jealousy. Zealousy, and if you want to use the English words, I'm not sure that that's appropriate either English word for either of them, but zealousy and jealousy are from the same shayrish. They both have kanoyas and kina. What's the common denominator of kanoyas and kina? They're ba'etzem the yisod yisod. What's kina? Kina is there's an I. This I, assumption is this I, everything is mine. I have a right to everything. I'm unyielding. Nothing will get in my way. I'll take from this one, I'll take from that one. That's what kina leads to. Right? Kina means it's mine. There's no such thing as not mine. No exceptions. It's mine. No, you. What's kanoyas? There's no such thing as not kvayt shamayim. Anything a pgi in kvayt shamayim, that's the kanoyas of pivot. Right? That's the kanoyas. Also unyielding. What's the whole difference between kina and kanoyas? It's the same shayrish. The difference is, which Bria are you? Are you the Gashmias Dika Bria? In the Gashmias Dika Bria, what this Middle leads to is Kina. In the Ruchnias Dika Bria, if you're the Gashmias Dika Vayetzer, so then it's Kina. In the Ruchnias Dika Vayetzer, so then it's Kanoyas. It's the same Sherish. It's the same Sherish. You have Haman and Shevet Levi. Haman and Shevet Levi are the same Sherish. It's the same Sherish. They're both Midas Adin. The Rabbeinu Bachai can, as a matter of factly, say that, yeah, Haman is Midas Adin because you have this Vachol Zayin and Shaveli, and you have it twice in the Levim. Can Midas Levi is there? What's Midas Levi? Levi was kind of, who killed out Klal Yisrael when they, by the Egel? Okay, Levi went, right? Levi went, and they again think. Levi went, and there's a kanoyas of Levi. There's a kanoyas of Levi. There is that ruchnias dika Levi that's meiser nefesh, and what? That's the Levi that wasn't mishtabed. That's Levi. That's Shevet Levi. That's Shevet Levi. There are times in lapses where Shevet Levi had a momentary, where Levi had a momentary lapse, and in the meiser of Shechem, there was also those kanoyas. Also comes from the same midah. Right? It comes from the same midah. Here you can have it. In the same midah. That Haman has that midah. Haman had that midah. Just Haman was the ultimate anti-Ruchnias Dikibriya, which is Amalek. Haman was the anti-thing, so what does that do by Haman, that midah Adin? That's Kina. That's what Klal Yisrael says, Haman. And you see what it led to, and you see what it ended up being, like Chazal talked about, like the Medrash we started with, talked about Haman. Kairach. What was Kairach Kina? Kana was Niskana, because it's often the whole Cheshbain is Kairach, with the driving force between Kairach was Kina. The driving force between Kairach was Kina, so weiter. So what's Kairach? Kairach is Shevet Levi, has that midah. It's Shevet Levi gone bad, right? It's Shevet Levi that he switched hats. It's no longer the God, it's the Gashmi, the covered bracha. The covered Kina. So that's Kina. That's Kairach. That's Kairach. So Kairach and Haman are both Midas Hadin used as a Gashmi is Dikir Bria, not as a Ruchni is Dikir Bria. That's the Taich of the whole Medrash. Now, in the Sidurim, on the Rosh Chodesh Davin, Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, in the Sidurim Nusach Sfard, after the Shem, there's the parentheses. And it says over there, Kan Yesh Letzarev Tziruf HaChodesh. Kan Yesh Letzarev Tziruf HaChodesh. I don't know, those of you Davin Sfard, if you ever noticed it or if you ever wondered what it means. Every Chodesh has different Tzirufim in Isis. And legabi different shemus, legabi different midas and tchunas that each chaydish is mesugo for. So the tziruf of Isis that's brought down for chaydish tamuz is the backwards yud kei vav kei. Is hey vav hey yud. That means the tziruf over here, it's this midas adin and kina and kind of and. Now the Iker Meraglim, the Iker time that the Meraglim spent in Eretz Yisrael, right, take 40 days and came back Tisha B'Av, so do the math, the Iker was Tammuz. Right? The Iker of thing. What motivated the Meraglim, that we might have spoken about, what motivated the Meraglim? Kinna, they're going to lose their jobs. Right? Chazal say that they were afraid they're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, they're not going to be Nesim anymore. They're going to lose their thing, it's going to be a different Mahalach, they won't have a Mokker. So it motivated them kinna. That's Tammuz. That also tells us that's why the Iker of the Chet HaMeraglim was in Tammuz. The Yisod of the Chet HaMeraglim is Mushresh and kinna, like we said. It also tells us what the Avodah of Chodesh Tammuz is. The Avodah of Chodesh Tammuz is to take this Midah of Din and to use it not like the Meraglim, not. It's a chaydish mesugal for din. You have to take it and make it the midah of kanoyas, not the midah of kina. To take it, which ultimately means be yisayd hadvarim, to make yourself that ruchni is the kibriya, the vayitzer, the yud, the briya of the adam ruchni, who shaylit on the gashmias and uses the gashmias to be marbek vaychamayim, uses the gashmias to be subservient to the ruchnias. That's the avodah of chaydish tamas, to be mesakin that. If we're mesakin that, then you're zeichet to the binyan beis hamikdash. And everything else that comes along with it. Jabbas.